Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. We thank God for his goodness. We thank him for his manifold blessings to us this day. It's good to be in the house of God. So glad to see each one. And we realize that there's some who are not able to be here because of affliction or other circumstances. But we know that the word of God says where two or three are gathered together in his name, he would be in our midst. And so we're thankful to be here and to usher in the Lord, knowing that the Lord was already in our hearts when we came. And so we're going to ask God's blessing upon our coming together and ask God's blessing on this service. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, humbly, dear Father, thanking you, Lord, for this beautiful day. Thanking you, dear God, for awakening us this morning, dear God. Lord, with you on our minds and on our hearts, dear God. Lord, with joy in our hearts because we serve an almighty God. Lord, we just thank you, dear Father, for allowing us to gather, Lord, to assemble ourselves, dear God, even in accordance with your divine word, dear God. Thanking you, dear Father, for all that you have done for us, dear God, from last Lord's Day to this Lord's Day, dear Father. Thanking you, dear God, because you have provided, Lord, for our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so we give you praise this morning, dear Father. Lord, we come, dear God, Lord, asking, Lord, for your presence, Lord, here, asking, Lord, for your spirit to direct, dear God, in everything that is said and done this day. For truly, Lord, we have come together to worship you in the beauty of holiness. Dear God, we pray, dear Father, that you'd remember our pastor, Pastor Renee Jenkins, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, your anointing would be upon her, dear God. Lord, as she breaks the bread of life, dear God, to souls, dear Father, who are present, dear God, or who have called in, dear God, to hear your eternal word. Father, we pray, Lord, for the souls, Lord, of those who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, dear God, realizing, dear Father, Lord, that if they die without a Savior, Lord, there is no hope, Lord. So, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would speak to hearts and minds this morning, dear God. We pray, dear Father, that you would bless, dear God, even, Lord, extend your mercy, dear Father. There may be some, Lord, who have heard your word and have not yet surrendered their will, Lord, to yours. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that they would surrender to you, dear God, Lord, and receive your great love, dear God, that they might be saved to the uttermost, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember the sick and shut in, dear God. Lord, those who are not able to be here, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Sister Webb in a special way, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for her diligence, Lord, in your word. And we thank you, dear Father, for how she loves your word, dear God, and how she takes it in, dear God. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless or strengthen her in the name of Jesus, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless her, Lord, lift her up, restore her strength, dear God, that she may, Lord, be able to once again come out in fellowship among the saints in the house of God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Sister Holmes this morning, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that she's not able to be here this morning, dear God, but Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless her, be with her, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Remember her family, dear God, and their bereavement, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless them, dear God, and be their consolation. Lord, there are many bereaved families, dear God, in our midst, dear God, or that we are acquainted with, dear God, or among the saints. And Father, we're praying, dear God, that you'd remember Brother Levesque and Brother Reggie, dear God, and the loss of their sister-in-law, dear God. You would comfort their hearts, dear God. Lord, this we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Brother Byron, his companion, dear God. Brother Byron lost his sister-in-law likewise, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless and comfort, dear God. Dear God, we pray, Lord, that your love would go forth, dear God, and Touch the hearts, dear God, of families, dear God, who have lost loved ones, dear Father. Help them to know, dear God, that we weren't put here to stay always, dear God. Lord, and that is why, dear God, we serve you, Lord, that we might have a hope beyond this world. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you remember Sister Kiba, dear God. She also lost a loved one, lost an aunt, dear Father. Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would bless her, dear Father. Comfort her heart, dear God. Give her the strength that she stands in need of, dear God. This we beg of thee. Lord, we pray that you'd remember Sister Saunders in Florida, dear God. Pray, Lord, your blessings upon her, Lord. Father, that you would give her sweet comfort, dear God. Lord, this we bless, this we pray, dear God. We pray, Lord, your blessings upon her. Remember her family members, dear God. Remember her unsaved family members, dear God. Her children, dear God. Her companion, dear God. This we beg of thee in the name of your dear son. Sister Ferris Day in Massachusetts, dear God, and her family, dear Father. Lord, remember them. Bless them, dear God. Lord, this we pray. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to have your way this day, dear God. Have your way in us. Remember those, dear God, who might still be on their way. We pray, dear God, that you would give them traveling mercies, dear God, upon the highway, dear Father. Keep them safe, dear God, even, Lord, as they are coming, dear God, to receive a blessing from thee, dear God, through your word, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Sister Melita in the media room, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless her, dear God. We thank you for her diligence, dear Father. And we pray, dear God, that you would bless her, dear Father. Remember her family in a very special way, dear God. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Remember Brother Pierre Jr. likewise, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would be with him, bless him, and keep him encouraged, dear God. Keep him looking up to thee, dear God. We pray, Lord, keep him near the cross, dear God. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, dear God, Father, for the Bible study, Lord, on last week, dear Father. Lord, and what our souls received, dear God, to strengthen us, dear God, to hold us up, dear Father. Lord, to show us, dear Father, the straight path, dear God, that you want us to walk in, Lord, as we draw closer and closer to thee. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Lavesta Jackson, Lord, and Brother Maurice Blake, dear Father. Lord, who taught, dear God, your word to us, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for giving them, Lord, what you wanted us to have, dear Father. And we thank you, Lord, for their faithfulness, dear God, in being used of thee, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, you would bless them, dear Father, and bless us, dear God. Lord, that we may ever, Lord, be found doing that which is pleasing and right in your sight. Father, we thank you, dear God, for the food pantry service, dear Father. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing on that service, dear God. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for those who came and who heard the word, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help them, dear God, to hide your word, dear God, in their hearts. Help them, Lord, to consider, dear God, what they were told, dear Father. Lord, that they might, Lord, reach out to thee, dear God, for salvation, dear God, because it's the best gift that they could ever have, dear God. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, just continue to have your way in us, dear Father. Bless, dear God. Help us, Lord, to be a blessing, dear God. Even, dear Father, help us to be lights, Lord, in this dark world. For, Lord, we realize, Lord, that things are waxing worse and worse. Even, Lord, as you told us, Lord, in your word, Lord, you said that perilous times would come. Lord, you told us, dear God, how there would be wars and rumors of wars, dear Father. Lord, you told us, dear God, about hatred, dear God, that would be in this world, dear Father. Lord, how brother would hate brother, dear God. Father, how one's foes would be those of their own household, dear Father. Lord, we see the violence, dear God. Lord, we see, dear God, that all these things are happening, dear God. And yet, Lord, in one place you tell us, Lord, and these are the beginnings of sorrows. Oh, Father, help us, Lord, to stand secure in thee, dear God, knowing, dear Father, Lord, that if we hold on to you, we will never fall. Bless and have your way in this service, Lord, and truly, truly, Lord, we will glorify your name. Amen. Lord, with the fruit of our lips, dear God, and from our hearts. Lord, it will not just be lip service, dear Father, but, Lord, it will be with all of our heart and all of our mind, soul, and strength. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Turn your hymnals to Worship the Lord, 122. God is so good.
Yes, he is.
Praise our God.
Thank
God
you,
is
Lord.
So good. God is so good. God.
Our God. Thank God for his great love wherewith he loved us.
Amen.
He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son.
Praise
what a glorious, mighty God.
Amen.
Thank God for his goodness. We give him glory this morning.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. And his salvation is such that it prepares us to reign in glory. Thank God for his goodness to each and every one of us. We're so glad to be here this morning and glad to see each one of you. Praise our God. I want to give honor to our pastor this morning. Ask the Lord's blessings upon Pastor Jenkins. We thank the Lord for her. And we want to give her honor. We want to give honor to whom honor is due. Amen. Thank the Lord for his goodness. Amen. Our responsive reading is found in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Amen. Thank the Lord. Bless God.
Amen.
So glad for God's word this morning and for this great salvation. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
For if the words spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward,
how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Together, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. Praise our God.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord spoke it, and then he confirmed it.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Yes.
Praise our God.
Yes.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank the Lord. The Lord, and God, even though God is Almighty God, he still bore witness
mm-hmm.
that we might believe.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Praise our God.
Yes.
Thank God for his goodness. Because he is a good God, we sang the song, God is so good.
Yeah.
He's so good to me. And the second verse said, he answers prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And he does answer prayer.
Yeah.
Amen. So we're going to ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Smith. Amen. Sister Smith is thanking the Lord for another beautiful day and thanking God for Sister Jenkins, Pastor Jenkins, for the preaching and teaching of his divine word. Amen. And as Pastor Jenkins has said so many times, it's not a plaything. There's no playing in preaching God's word. It's a very serious responsibility. Because really, it's life and death. It's life in the Lord, or it's death in sin. And the word can, and belief and faith in God's word, taking the word of God and walking in it will make the difference. So we thank God. Amen. Thank you, Sister Smith. Are there other requests?
Remember me much in prayer. This morning I'm not feeling best. But I thank the Lord for bringing the children over yesterday, able to see them. And the one is a nurse, and I had to talk about some issues that I'm having. And she thought I should go to the doctor so we talk about urinary infection. Could be. So it's causing a lot of this. She said, if it keeps going, it could turn into my memory, stuff like that that was, you know, would hinder me in that way.
Yeah.
But the Lord knows.
Yes.
I'm here. Thank the Lord. He brought me across the highway safely.
Amen.
And in my back. Registry. But I'm pushing on.
Amen.
By the grace of God.
Amen. Amen. So remember Sister Carol in body. So she's not feeling the best today, but she's pushing on. She's pushing on. Remember her in her back and in her body. We know that God is able. He knows, you know, all about it. Amen. We often say there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus.
Amen.
No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles.
Yes.
And he will guide till the day is done.
He knows
his bodies. He made them. Amen. Amen. So Sister Carol says she's pushing off. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Sister Blake, thank you for the prayers this morning, and thank you for standing in for me. I was downstairs standing in for someone else trying to help out.
Yes.
So I didn't get up. I didn't judge the time right. But I thank God he had you there. Beautiful prayer. The Lord bless. Mm-hmm. Opening prayer. Let's continue. Remember, I have a cousin. You know, my one cousin who passed away earlier this year, his son is in the States right now, and he had to have surgery for a hernia operation. So remember him much in prayer. Continue to remember the McCauley family. Likewise, continue to remember Sister Maria. She's drawing closer and closer to the time of the birth of the baby. And
yes,
just remember each and every one of us. Thank God for us. It's been said last week, and thank him for all that he's done. And I think somebody was here. Sister June is saying, remember them in prayer. Wants to thank the saints for your prayers and just continue. A special request for her grandchildren. Remember them much in prayer.
Amen.
Remember them. Remember those we don't see. Remember Mr. Dalton. Remember Brother Willis.
Yes.
I haven't seen him in a while. I haven't heard from him. So concerned, truly
yes.
concerned. Remember the Horn family likewise.
Yes.
And just remember the souls that were here yesterday. And thank God for you.
Thank
God for the message he gave you.
Bless the Lord. Thank God. Thank God.
Amen. Bless indeed us, Father, and my children to help me in your prayers that go up on my behalf.
Amen. 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 Amen, Sister Holmes. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Also remember Brother Sammy Mann.
Yes, Brother Sammy Mann. Amen.
Yes,
Brother Sammy Mann and his family, Brother Willis, Mr. Dalton. They're just those that we're concerned about. Amen. And the Horn family, your Rob's sister and brother. Just remember that bereaved family in prayer again, and all the other bereaved families as well. Brother Byron, his companion who was away or traveling. We remember them much in prayer as well.
Sister Lillian, remember her.
And Sister Lillian.
Remember our children. We didn't see them today, but remember them with their father.
Amen. Amen. Our children who were not in Sunday school today, remember their father and their mother. Remember them in prayer. Brother Jackson. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right. You can't. Amen. Amen. Brother Jackson, let's remember his son William on the highway. And remember, this is being a holiday weekend. There are a lot of people on the road. I believe I heard a news report. They said they expect more people to be traveling this holiday weekend, this Memorial Day weekend, than have traveled in over 5 years or more.
Yeah.
So we remember all of those who are on the road. And you don't have to be going far because people are driving fast, as Brother Jackson said. Even when we were in Bible study, we could hear it sounded outside the church. It sounded like they were hot rodding up and down the street right outside the church. So we'll remember our children in prayer. As Brother said, they're getting out of school. And, you know, a child is a child. And sometimes they'll jump out. If a ball rolls out the street, they may jump out without looking. And as Brother said, you know, sometimes you can't, you hit your brakes, but sometimes you just can't stop quickly enough. So we'll remember our children, that God will protect them, and then also that God will put us a sense of slowing down and being cautious in those who drive recklessly. Amen. Let's remember
also, Roxanne and myself, we have an engagement thing on next Sunday. I will not be, Lord willing.
Yeah.
Maybe here and may not. I don't know about yet. Whatever his will is.
Amen. So remember Sister Carol and Sister Roxanne. They have an engagement to sing on next Sunday, if it be the Lord's will. So remember, Sister Carol said, but it's the Lord's will. She said, may be here, may not be, but it's in the Lord's hand. So remember Sister Carol much in prayer and Sister Roxanne. And remember Pastor Jenkins as well. Remember those who are perhaps on the highway or on their way. Those that we normally would see, we have not yet arrived, that the Lord would bless and bring them along safely. After the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord in prayer.
Amen. Alone with God. 337 will be 1 and 2, horse and 3 and 4.
Amen. Worship the Lord. 334.
337. Friends, arm the life around me beating. When rough the path that I have trod, within my closet door retreating, I love to be alone with God. When though the clouds that gather o'er me, what though I pass beneath the God's perfect will there lies before me when I am thus alone with God. Alone with God, the world forbid, and alone with God, oh blessed retreat, alone with God, and in him hid, to hold with him, to hold with him. There I find new strength for duty, and o'er the sands of time I belong. I see the King in all his beauty, while resting there alone with God. And when I see the moment nearing, when I shall sleep beneath the stars, when time with me is disappearing, I want to be alone with God. Alone with God, the world forbid, and alone with God, oh blessed retreat, alone with God, and in him here. To hold with him, come you, young sweet.
Amen, amen, amen. If anyone has a special need, come and even bow at an altar of prayer. We'll look to the Lord.
Amen.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for having heard in times past. And we thank you, Lord, for hearing us now.
Amen.
Lord, we come to you, dear God. Lord, because you are our refuge.
Yes.
We come to you, Lord, because you are our high tower.
Amen.
We come to you, Lord, because you are our healer.
Yes.
You are our counselor.
Yes.
Lord, you know all things, Lord, and you can do all things. And so we come to you, dear God. Lord, come to you, dear Father, with thanksgiving in our hearts, dear God, but knowing, Lord, we come, Lord, and we have a need, Lord, we can come to thee pleading, dear God, and we know, Lord, that you will take up our case, dear Father, because we are called by your name. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way, dear Father, this day in us. Lord, you know each and every request, dear Father. And Lord, doubtless some requests were not even spoken, dear God, but you know about each one, dear Father. And we know, Lord, that you are fully able, dear God, to meet us, dear God, at our needs, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would remember Sister Carol in a very special way, dear God. Father, you see, dear God, her afflictions, dear Father. But Lord, you see, dear God, how she has not shunned, dear God, to be in your service, dear Father. Lord, you see, dear God, how she was here every day of the Bible study, dear God. Even though she was afflicted, dear God. Even though, dear God, her back was aching, dear God. And even though, dear God, there are even other, dear God, complications, dear Father. But Lord, she has not shunned, dear God, to serve you, Lord, with all of her strength, dear God. all the strength, Lord, that you give her, dear Father. And so, Lord, she says she's pressing on, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless her, Lord. You see, dear God, her needs. You see, dear God, the touch, Lord, that she stands in need of. And so, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would be, Lord, her guide and her stay. Lord, we pray, Lord, your touch upon her body, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would heal her, strengthen her, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, she has put, dear God, all things into your hands, dear God. And Lord, she looks to you, Lord, to guide her steps each and every day, dear Father. Lord, she doesn't make plans, dear God, without seeking your face, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless her and be with her, dear God. Lord, this we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, be with her, Lord, if it be your will, dear Father, for her and Sister Roxanne, dear Father, to go and sing, dear Father. Lord, we sing and play, Father. We pray, Lord, that your will would be done. Lord, if it be not your will, Lord, Sister Carol has already said amen to your will, dear God. And so, Father, whatever, Lord, your will is, dear God, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would have your way. And, Lord, that Lord, even, Lord, as if it be your will, Lord, for her to go, dear Father, and to sing, Lord, we know, Lord, that she will sing, Lord, that you will be glorified in it all. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just bless her and be with her. We thank you, dear God, for all that you have done for her and all that you will do, dear God. Father, we thank you, Lord, that her children, Lord, were able to come and visit with her, dear Father. We pray, dear God, that you would be with them, dear God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, dear God, that they saw Christ in Sister Carol, dear God. And Lord, that they would want to know you, dear God, if they don't know you, dear God, in a pardon of their sins. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Brother Sammy Mann in a special way, dear Father. Lord, you know all about him. Lord, you know his needs, dear God. Father, you also know the needs of his family, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help them, dear God, first to do what Sister Holmes always counsels. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and any and all other things will be added unto you. But first, Father, we must seek your kingdom. And so, Father, we're praying, Lord, for Brother Sammy and his family, dear God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they would seek you first, dear God, putting the cares of this life and all other things second to thee, dear God, to coming to know you, dear Father. And so, Lord, we're praying for them, dear God, praying for their minds, praying for their hearts, praying for their souls, dear God. Lord, longing to see them once again in the house of God, dear Lord, and in this service, Lord. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Sister Webb in a special way, dear Father. Lord, we thank you for her, dear God. We pray, dear God, you continue to be with her and bless her. Keep her in your care, dear God. Lord, remember her grandchildren. Lord, she had a special request for her grandchildren today. And so, Father, we're lifting them up in prayer, dear God, asking, dear God, for them, Lord, to seek you likewise, dear God, to asking them, Lord, to consider the life of Sister Webb, that she lived before them, asking them to listen, Lord, to the words of counsel, dear God, that doubtless she gives them, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would use Sister Webb, dear God, Lord, that she might help, Lord, to draw her grandchildren and her children unto thee and her companion, dear God. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember the request that Sister Jenkins brought, dear God, about her cousin's son who came here, dear God, to have surgery, dear God. Father, you know all about him, dear God. Father, we're asking, Lord, for you to be with him in his body and in his soul, dear God. Lord, this we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know, dear God, there sometimes there are those, Lord, who don't give you a thought, Lord, until they're afflicted with something in their body or unless they're facing surgery of some kind, dear God, or some other condition where they know they're not in control. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to his heart, dear God, and help him, dear Father, to know, Lord, that Lord, if he is to be healed, Lord, it would be, have to be because your hand has healed them. We know that the doctors do what they do. The doctors serve a role, but, Lord, nothing can be done, Lord, except it be your will, dear Father. Otherwise, that the doctors do is just vain exercise. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help him, dear God, Lord, to seek your face, as we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Brother Jackson's request, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you'd remember, Lord, those, Father, who are driving, Lord, and some are unsafe, dear God, and we know, dear God, in this holiday weekend, dear Father, there are some, Lord, who just look forward to the time, Lord, when they can eat as much as they can and drink as much as they can, dear God, and then they go and they get behind a wheel of an automobile, dear Father. Oh, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God. Lord, that they would seek, Lord, to, Father, to save their own lives and the lives of others, dear God, and not go around recklessly, but most important, Lord, that they would seek to save their own souls, dear God, by seeking thee, dear God, and the pardon of their sins. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, you would keep the children in safety, dear Father. Lord, we know there are some who are already out of school, and there's some who will be out, Lord, later this week, dear God. Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would keep them in safety, dear Father. Even as Brother Jackson said, Lord, we don't want to hear, dear God, of a child who's been killed, dear Father. Lord, because of unsafe drivers, or because the child ran into the path of an automobile, dear God. Father, help the parents, dear God, who are not watching their children carefully. Lord, there's some parents, they just put their children out to play in the morning, dear God, and don't even look for the children to come back until maybe it's lunchtime, if then, and then they send them out to play again, and then they'll come in until maybe the street lights come on in the evening. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help parents to be more vigilant about their own children, dear God, because if something happens to the child, and then they're walking around, and they're crying, and they're so heartbroken, dear God, and Father, but Lord, there's a time, dear God, for them to teach their children, dear God, and to oversee and to supervise their children. So, Father, we're praying for parents this morning, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you remember our Sunday school children, dear God, who are not here today. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help them, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would help their parents, dear God. Lord, to see that their children get to bed at a reasonable hour, dear God, and then wake them up, dear God, that they might come to the house of God. It's so important, Lord, for them to remember their Creator in the days of their youth, dear God. Lord, before the evil days come upon them, dear God. Father, when they haven't learned some of the bad habits, dear Father. Lord, that they learn as they get older, that they have not gotten into the depths of sin, dear God, that some of them will get into, dear God, if they don't know you, if they don't fear you, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, that your word even says that even a child is known by his doings, whether his works be pure and whether they be right. So we know, Lord, that even children, Lord, once they know right from wrong, Lord, they're not exempt, dear God, from being held accountable, Lord, for those things that they know to do, when they know to obey and they don't obey, dear God. Lord, you look at that, dear God, and you lay that to their account, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, especially, Lord, when they reach the age, Lord, where they know right from wrong. And some of them are even sassing their parents. They're disrespectful to parents and unthankful and unholy, even as your word says it would be. And so, Lord, we're praying for our children, dear God. Lord, that they not fall into the pitfalls and snares of Satan, but Lord, that they come, Lord, to know you and to fear you, dear God, and that they will give their heart to you, dear God, while they're young. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would have your way, Lord, this day. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would remember all of the bereaved families, dear God. Lord, all of those who have lost loved ones, it seems like there have been so many, dear God, just around the circle of people that we know, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, for your consolation. We're praying, Lord, for your comfort and strength upon these families, Lord, who are mourning lost loved ones. Lord, remember the Horn family, dear God. Lord, we think of Rob Horn, dear God, who came here, dear Father, and sat in the services, dear God, who heard your word preached, dear Father, who came to the food pantry, dear God, Lord, who would even, Lord, look out, dear Father, for the church building, dear God, who would sometimes look out for our cars, dear God, who as they were parked on the parking lot, Lord, who came, dear Father, heard your word, dear God, in the food pantry services, dear God, and yet, dear God, he's lost, dear Father. Lord, he's passed into eternity, dear God. And Father, our hearts are heavy, dear God. But Father, we know, dear God, Lord, that our arms were extended to him, dear Father. Lord, the word was preached to him, dear God. He was encouraged, dear God, to come to the house of God. Lord, to give his life to you, dear Father. Lord, there were saints who went over and knocked, to walk across the street and knocked on his door, dear Father. Lord, to invite him out. Lord, who told him, don't stay away too long. Even he raised his hand and asked to be prayed for, but Lord, he didn't move, dear God. He didn't step out in faith. And oh, Lord, we know, dear God, Father, that Jesus even told those that he taught, if you die in your sins, where I am, you cannot come. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, Lord, for the family, dear God, the Horn family, dear Father, Lord, in their bereavement, in their sadness, in their sorrow, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would comfort them and help them to know, dear Father, Lord, that if they die without a Savior, Lord, where you are, they cannot come. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would comfort them, help them, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you'd remember again the Jackson family, dear God, and their bereavement. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you'd remember Brother Byron's companion, Lord, and their family and their bereavement, dear Father. And Sister Kiba, dear Father, who lost an aunt in her bereavement, dear Father. Oh, Lord, there's so many, dear Father. Souls are passing into eternity, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that if they die, dear God, unsaved, lost, and undone, Lord, there is no hope, dear God, for salvation in the grave. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God, that they would come to know, dear God, that they are choosing life or they're choosing death, dear Father. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue, Lord, to bless us. Remember each one that is here, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Regina, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for her, Lord, and how you, even, Lord, when she was not feeling well, Lord, you touched her body a few weeks ago, dear God. And Lord, Father, she's been in service, dear Father, since your touch. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for that. And we pray, Lord, your continued blessings upon her, dear God. Lord, provide for her needs, dear God. Bless her and protect her, dear God. This we ask of thee. Remember her daughter. Remember her grandchildren, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, they have been invited, Lord, to come out to the house of God, dear Father. Lord, we know that her daughter has even said, I might come out sometime, dear God. But Lord, we know that might, dear God, will not avail, Lord, in the day of judgment. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to Debbie's heart, dear God. Lord, we love her, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, draw her, dear Father. Lord, this we beg of thee. Lord, we pray, dear God. Lord, remember Toya Jackson, dear Father. Remember her in body, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear Father, Lord, that she's going through, dear God, a sickness, Lord. Father, we know, Lord, that nothing can be done. The doctors can't do anything, Lord. Lord, it's going to take, Lord, a miracle from you, dear Father. But, Lord, you are the God of miracles, dear Father. And so, Lord, we're praying because we believe, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to bless her and help her, dear God. And so, Lord, help her, dear Father. Lord, extend your mercy to her. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, just continue to have your way, Lord. Remember Sister Lillian, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, your touch upon her body, dear Father. Amen. Lord, you know all about her, dear God. Lord, you know her afflictions, dear Father. But Lord, she doesn't sit around and whine and complain, dear Father. Amen. Lord, she's weak in body, dear Father. She's not able to press her way out of the house of God, but Lord, she's not complaining and saying, why me, why me? Lord, she's just trusting you, dear God. Amen. Father, she's on the phone today, dear God, listening to this service. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless her, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, you strengthen her, dear God. Lord, her desire, Lord, is to be able to come out once again to the house of God. And so, Father, we're praying, Lord, along with her, Lord, that you would bless her and be with her, dear God. Bless her, help her to know, dear God, that you are able, dear God. You're able, Lord, to deliver, dear Father, from every affliction. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would keep her, Lord, in your care. Lord, remember Brother James Allen, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to his heart, dear God. Lord, he needs to draw to thee, dear God. Oh, Father, we know, Lord, that one can come to you, dear God, but except they remain with you, dear God. The enemy will take advantage, dear God, and soon and very soon, dear God, he'll find that he's no longer with you, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to his heart, dear God. Help him to know, dear Father, Lord, that you require us, Lord, to be diligent about our walk with thee, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help him, Lord, to know, dear Father, Lord, that anything, dear God, even one little thing, one sin, dear God, can bar us out from thee. One thing can separate us from thee. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would speak to his heart, dear God. Help him, dear God, to want to draw closer to thee. Lord, likewise, dear God, Brother Willis, we don't see him this morning, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to his heart. Help him to know, dear God, once again, that the devil will take advantage, that failure to assemble, Lord, with the saints, failure to remain close with the saints, dear God. Lord, the devil will cause a separation, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help him, dear God, to know that we're praying for him, dear Father. Our prayers, Lord, are going up to thee, dear God, on his behalf. But, Lord, we know, dear God, that we cannot drag him to thee, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless him, dear Father. Be with him. Help him, dear God, to stay encouraged, dear God. Yeah. Lord, even as a new convert, we know that's when the devil gets busy, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless him, dear God. Help him to keep toiling on. Help him to keep pressing. Help him to keep pressing. Just help him to keep pressing, dear God. This we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to have your way. Remember Mr. Dalton, dear God. Lord, we don't see him today, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that you would speak to his heart. Draw him back, dear Father. Help him to know, dear God, that Lord, he can come, Lord, and listen to your word, Lord, but unless he surrenders, dear God, Lord, you cannot work in his life, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to his heart, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for what you have done for him, dear God. Lord, help him to know, Lord, that he cannot warm his hands by the saints' campfire and expect for that to be salvation. Lord, help him, dear Father. Lord, this we beg of thee. Help his little child, dear God, his little daughter, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to bless. Remember those, Lord, who have not yet arrived, dear Father. We pray, Lord, your blessings upon them. Keep them safe. Just continue to have your way, Lord, and make us a blessing. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you all the glory and all the praise shall be thine. In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
I'm before you to lift the morning offering.
Amen.
This being the final Sunday, the last Sunday of the month, the special offering for today is for missionaries. And as we file by, the offering for missions, we may place in the center plate. We may place our tithes and other offerings on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. The dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all that you have done, all that you have provided, everything, dear God, that you are to us, Lord. Lord, we just pray, dear God, that you would receive these offerings. We pray, Lord, that you would give wisdom, Lord, for their use, because, Lord, we know not what to do, Lord, except you should direct us. But, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for what you have allowed us to do in your name, dear Father. Lord, for the food pantry, dear God, and for providing food for those who are hungry. Lord, for those, dear God, who need shoes and express that need, dear God. Lord, for those, dear God, who come to the house of God, dear Father, when it's hot outside, dear God, you've allowed us, dear Father, to allow a comfortable atmosphere inside. When it's cold outside, likewise, Lord, the heating, dear God. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you even give us a place to sit, dear God, even as we listen to the word of God, Lord, as your spirit brings it, dear God, through our pastor. And so, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive these offerings, Lord, and that you would use them according to your divine will, dear God. And we say amen to your will. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Fellowship, what a joy divine, deep on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, deep on the everlasting arms. Well, I'm and secure from all alarms, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, lean on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. Well, I'm leaning, oh, I'm leaning, I'm saying, and secure from all alarms, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to fear? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near thee. Lean on the everlasting arms. Leaning, oh, and leaning, I'm safe and secure from all alarms, leaning on the everlasting arms. Amen, amen. I'm going on. 8:685.
Praise our God.
I'm going on.
I've been the brighter until the cloud is gone.
We say he's on.
Praise God.
Amen. I got excited.
Worship the Lord.
The song started. I just got excited. Sister Carol left the starting gate without it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. She's going on. 685. Worship the Lord. Amen. Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Amen. I've been to go right on until the crown is won. I've been to fight the fight of faith till life on not know. For God will give me victory. Yes, onward I shall go. I'm going on, going on. Come, should foes obstruct my way, should persecution far delay, as in the ancient day, with Jesus by my side, his peace within my soul, no matter if the battle's hot, I mean to win the goal, I'm going on. Going on, I'm going, going, going on until the final triumph. I'm going, going on, I'm going on. Shining crown awaiting over there. I see a mansion all prepared and decked with beauties rare. Shall that rich intervene, deprive me of my right? May all I go until I reach that city of delight. I'm going on. Going on, going on, going on unto the final triumph. I'm going, going on, I'm going on, going on.
Because the opposite of going on is stopping.
Amen.
We don't want to stop.
Amen.
Amen. We want to run the race that's set before us. We want to finish our course, don't we?
Amen.
Amen. Keep the faith.
Amen.
Because we know that henceforth that we laid up for us a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, our righteous judge, is going to give us at that day.
Amen.
Amen. Not to us only, but all those who love his appearing.
Amen.
Praise God. And in order to love his appearing, we've got to live for him now. Thank you, Lord. Praise our God. We thank God for our song and praise and service and all the prayers. We just thank God for his goodness. At this time, we're going to look to the Lord in prayer, lift up Pastor Jenkins to the Lord, because we know that we want his anointing on her. We know that she wants his anointing on her. Amen. That she may preach the word of God with power and with boldness. So we'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you again, dear God. Father, asking, dear God, for you to work a work, dear God, on this side of the service. Asking, Lord, for your spirit, dear God, to be poured out, dear God, upon Sister Jenkins, dear Father. We want her, Lord, to be endued with power from on high, Lord, to proclaim the word that you have given to her. Lord, we want to hear, dear God, more about your great salvation, dear Father. Lord, this precious promise, dear God, that you have given, Lord, to those who will obey your word and your will. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless her, anoint her, give her the strength that she stands in need of. Lord, from head to toe, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would be with her, Lord, and allow her, Lord, to bring out, dear God, and to make clear, Lord, your divine word. And Father, we pray, Lord, for us, dear God, Lord, that you would anoint us to receive your word, dear God. Lord, we realize, Lord, that the anointing has to be both ways, dear Father. Lord, we don't want, Lord, the word to be of no avail for us, but truly, Lord, we want to take it all in, dear Father. Lord, that we might be fed, that we might be thoroughly furnished unto all good works, and Lord, that we might be perfect in obedience to thee. Have your way, Lord, in your service. Bless each one, dear Father. And Lord, if there are those, dear God, who are listening, Lord, who don't yet know you in the pardon of their sins, oh Lord, we plead, dear Father, that they would consider their one and only soul. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Amen. Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, we truly thank the Lord once again for being in the house of the Lord. I know we're fewer in number than normal, but thank God we're here. Amen. Jesus said two or three, and we've got more than two, more than three. We've got some downstairs, but we thank God we're here, and we're not going to let the devil discourage us. Amen. We had a beautiful week. A Bible study in the Lord where God used our dear brethren, Brother Levester and Brother Maurice, to truly preach to us the word of God and teach us. And, you know, saints of God, I know those that were here and to those who may not have been able, we truly had a blessed week. Not only did we go through the entire week, we went from Sunday to Saturday to Sunday again. And I thank God because I didn't get tired because on yesterday, my, God poured out a blessing with our dear sister Blake and gave us the word of God on yesterday. And I truly thank God. I tell you, on yesterday, saints, when she was preaching the word, I trembled. And I trembled at the souls that were there with us. And I told Sister Blake afterwards, because the word was so powerful and the word was so true, and coming off of a week of having truth and sitting there and listening and the brethren teaching me, I thank God for that, their diligence to that. Brother Maurice and Brother Levester, thank you. Thank you for doing what God showed you to do, because I truly receive my portion and then some. And I still have my fork ready. Praise our God to receive more. But giving honor to God this morning for all that he has done for us and his blessings upon us and allowing us to be here again in the house of the Lord one more time. And I don't tire with coming to the house of God because I didn't tire going to work. I got up. There were days I went in there that didn't feel like being there, but I still went because I wanted that paycheck. And so I want my soul to be right with God so I don't tire in being in the house of the Lord, regardless of how long it is or how many times I got to come in a week. I thank God that I'm able because there might be a time that I might not be able to come to the house of the Lord. And so I thank God I'm able. And while I'm able, I'm going to be here by the grace of God. And I want to say I thank God for Sister Blake being here this morning likewise and standing in for me this morning. I was downstairs trying to help out Sister Melita and get things set up for her and didn't judge the time, right? But I thank God he had a ram in the bush. Sister opened up the service, and I thank God for that. We are here together, workers together. You know, no big eyes, little U's, but just all workers in the kingdom of God. Amen? For the cause of Almighty God. God's word has to go forth, regardless of whether I'm standing here, Sister Blake, Brother Byron, Brother Levester, or Brother Maurice. If anyone, whoever God calls to stand here, we've got to preach the word. Just preach the word. That's all the people of God want to hear is the word of God. In our hearing, we read Hebrews, the second chapter, 1-4, and I know we've been plunging away with this series, Saints of God, and we're at part 6 of this series, and trust in the Lord that maybe this will be the last of it today, and if not, we'll bring back. But I thank God that he has blessed us, and the word of God is so rich, and even though we're still plunging on this, he gave us a lot this past week to even help us along the way in God's great plan of salvation. Amen. We would like to go back to verse 3 of Hebrews 2 to get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. He says in verse 2, Lord bless. Excuse me, verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, God's great plan of salvation. God's great plan of salvation. Throughout this series, the Holy Spirit of God has revealed to us that God's great plan of salvation is for anyone who believeth in Christ Jesus. And yesterday at Food Pantry Services, the Lord truly blessed Sister Blake with a message that was titled, Why Can't They See to Believe? What a thought-provoking message to all that were in attendance on yesterday. And as I said, it caused me to tremble for the souls that were sitting there, knowing that we just heard of the death of one of our neighbors to the church whose front door is less than 20 yards away from the entrance door to the house of God here, who had attended services right here in the house of God, yet found more solace in the things of this world, in the drugs of this world, than in Jesus Christ. You see, salvation is the overriding theme of the entire Bible. Salvation is God's grace. It is the gift of freedom from our sins that Jesus made possible by taking the punishment for our sins on the cross. We are told these words in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. For he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Oh, you think about these words, saints of God. Our dear Paul penned these words. He left them on record for the Corinthian believer, but they're also left on record for you and I. And when he said, for he has made him to be sin, he made Jesus Christ, his son, to be sin for you and I, who knew no sin. He was our substitute. He was our sin barrier. Christ is our Savior. He knew no sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, that we might be justified by faith, that we might be saved, so that we will not be eternally lost. Praise God. Thank God for sending his son. You see, this is what God has done for each and every mankind. He's done it for you and I. He gave his only begotten son to redeem us back to him after the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. No strings attached, Only believe in Almighty God. Only believe in Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. He tells us in Mark 16, verse 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. When we receive Jesus Christ, we are instantly delivered. We're told in Hebrews, the fourth chapter, these words in verse 18. He said, and the Lord shall praise our God. Oh, we understand God is able to do a lot of things, and we thank God for that. Praise our God. I think I've got the wrong scripture here, saints of God. But it said, and the Lord shall deliver me from the enemy. God is able to deliver us from the enemy of our souls. He's able to keep us. He's able to bring us through. He's able, saints of God, to do all manner of things because he is God. And there's nothing impossible with Almighty God. But we thank God that he's able to bring us through. We thank God that he's able to deliver us from the enemy of our souls. He's able to deliver us from sin. He's able even to keep us so that we don't have to be no longer in sin. Amen.
Amen.
Praise our God. Amen. His saving power is not a gradual thing. You see, one moment we were hell-bound sinners. The next we are children of God. And his saving power was instantaneous, saints of God. It didn't mean that it means that we didn't have to wait 24 hours before we could be saved. We didn't have to wait 24 hours as we called on Jesus' name for him to accept us as his children. But when he saved us immediately. You think about the thief on the cross in Luke, the 23rd chapter, verses 39 through 43. He was received by Jesus. The moment he acknowledged him and asked Jesus to remember him when Jesus came into his kingdom. Then there was the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts the 8th chapter. When he said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, he was saved. And then he was baptized. Then there's the Philippian jailer in Acts the 16th chapter, 31 through 34, when he believed in God, was saved. Oh, the same happened with you. And the same happened with me. When I got saved, it did not take God all day to save me. Praise our God. Did not take all year for him to save me, but it happened in an instant. You see, now that we are saved, we have been powerfully delivered. At the instant of salvation, we were made new creatures in Christ Jesus. The power of the enemy was broken. And we were made free. Praise our God. But our salvation was not a one-time event where we came to Jesus and that is the end of things. Not so. It was the beginning of a lifelong relationship of being continually shaped into the people that God intends us to be, saints of God. This means becoming more and more like Christ Jesus, something we do in grateful thanksgiving for our salvation. You see, biblical salvation is God's way of providing deliverance from sin and spiritual death through repentance and faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And why? Many times people will say, well, why do I need salvation? Well, we need salvation because Adam and Eve disobeyed God's command in the Garden of Eden.
Yes, they did.
And when they ate of the forbidden fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, their sin immediately separated all mankind from God the Father. We are told these words in Romans 5, verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. See, God's holiness required a punishment and payment for sin, which was and still is eternal death. We're told in Romans the 6th chapter, in the 23rd verse, these words. It said, for the wages of sin is death. Do we believe the word of God?
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise our God. You see, our own death is not sufficient to cover the payment for sin. Only a perfect, a spotless sacrifice offered by God could pay for the debt that you and I owe. And Jesus Christ was that perfect sacrifice who came to die on the cross for the remission of our sins, to remove, to atone, and to offer the pure, complete, and everlasting sacrifice as payment for our sins. And you might say to me, well, Sister Jenkins, why? Why did he feel he had to die? Why did he feel that Jesus had to come and do this for me? Because if he hadn't, we still would be lost today. If he hadn't, there wouldn't be no remission of sins. Look at what the Word of God tells us in John 3, verse 16. It said, for God so loved the world, I know we know it well, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. See, God loved us so much, saints of God. He loved us so much that he didn't leave us in the condition that Adam caused us to be in. Oh, praise our God. He said, for God, verse 17 says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. See, Jesus didn't come to the world to condemn us, but that the world through him might be saved. When he came to save mankind. He came to save that which was lost. He didn't come to condemn us, and thank God for that. He came to offer himself as a sacrifice for you and I. Then it went on in verse 18, and he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. It is sad to see how our world today does not want to recognize Jesus. They do not want to believe that a man died on the cross for our sins. They will believe everything else that is told to them. They will believe the meteorologist, and I've heard this said many times before. If he says it's going to rain tomorrow, we'll prepare ourselves with having an umbrella and having on the proper gear we need to have on to be able to go out in the rain. If you turn around and a politician says something, we'll believe it and go in and cast a ballot and vote for that individual. But the Word of God has told us that God loved us so much. The Word of God has told us that whosoever believeth in Jesus should not perish but have everlasting life, eternal life. But mankind will not believe that. Mankind will not accept that Jesus Christ died for our sins. And we have folks dying all around us right now. We have folks going into eternity. As Sister Blake said, even amongst us, this small congregation that we are, oh, we've heard of so many deaths of those of the family of God that are around us have gone into eternity. It seems like every couple days we kept hearing of someone else dying. We heard of Brother Byron's sister-in-law, she passed. Brother Jackson and Brother Levester and Brother Reggie's sister-in-law, she passed. Then we turned around and heard, as Sister said, Sister Kiba's aunt, she passed. And then we turn around, the neighbor across the street, he passed. And oh, there probably are more. I'm probably missing someone right now. But we've heard about death upon death. And then people still don't want to believe in Jesus Christ. But you were told these words in Hebrews 9:22, that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. God's great plan of salvation has one goal, and that is to connect God with his redeemed ones in a close relationship with him. Our Heavenly Father wants to walk with us. Our Heavenly Father wants to talk with us. Our Heavenly Father wants to comfort and be with us through every experience in this life. How many of us believe that? You see, 1 John 4, verse 9 tells us these words. He said, in this was manifested the love of God toward us. praise our God. He said, because that God sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him. Do you believe that? Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. He sent Jesus Christ to be the atonement for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. Praise our God. You see, accepting God's offer of salvation won't solve all the problems that you and I have. As we learned this past week, we still are subject to the same afflictions that are in the world in which we live right now. We may have heart attacks. We may have strokes. We may have something, get cancer. We may die of a disease. We may have something happening in our lives. Our eyesight are going to go out. We may have some female or male problems that are taking place in our body. Also, Brother Jackson, let us know we have the same issues of life that those who are unsaved have. However, now that you and I are saved, Jesus has promised in John 10, verse 10, that we would have life and that we might have it more abundantly in him. But this does not remove the consequences of our past lives. I know that this is one of many misconceptions that saints have or Christians have when they come to Almighty God, when they begin to walk with God. They believe that all the past things in their lives ought to go away. But coming to Christ does not erase the temporal effects of sin. Rather, our salvation guarantees that you and I will not face the eternal consequences of sin, which separate us from God. But those temporal hardships, they may continue on long after our transgressions have been forgiven. What do you say, and Sister Renee? Even after we repent, we may continue to suffer from our past sins. You see, the unintended results of temporal hardships, they may fall on as many people that we came into contact. There are things that we did out there in this life that it was not according to God's will. There were things out there that we said and we done to people, and they remember those things, saints of God. But thank God that he offered us salvation. Thank God he offered us forgiveness of sin. But all men still, even though God has offered us that salvation, we still will die physically. Why? Because that was what God brought down upon Adam when Adam sinned and separated us from Almighty God. He let us know that death still will pass upon mankind. No matter whether you serve God, you're going to die. Remember, the word of God tells us in Hebrews 9, verse 27. He said, it's appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment, all of us are going to pass through this life. Also, if you've murdered someone out there in this world, you cannot claim that since God has forgiven you, that now exempts you from the death penalty. Paul said in Acts 25, verse 11, for if I be an offender or have committed anything worthy of death, I refuse not to die. Oh, if you committed something that's worthy of death, although you're serving God now, you may still have to go through and die. But you'll die with Jesus, amen?
Amen. Amen.
Sin, the murder affects and afflicts many people beyond the immediate murder victim. And those results cannot be removed. The convicted thief that was standing, that was on the cross, hints of his sin, but they still had to pay the penalty required by civil law. He still died. Although Jesus said to the one, you'll be with me in paradise, and the other did not. He kept ragging on Jesus, but he still had to die. Amen. When the prodigal son in Luke 15, you can read it in your leisure, when he returned in genuine repentance to his father's house and his father forgave him and they received him back, he still could not recover the money that he wasted while he was out there in sin. Oh, there's some temporal things that we're going to have to still deal with, some temporal hardships, but we can deal with them with Jesus.
Amen.
See, there are trials of life that all of us are going to have to go through. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 2 that we were dead in trespasses and sins. While we were living in the life of sin, our sins were against a holy and righteous God. That old sinful lifestyle had us committing crimes, sins against others. And now that we are saved, we still may have to reap those days to deal with. But now that we are saved, we can reap them with Jesus at our side. We now have found the love that changed our lives. Have you found that love? Praise God. We have experienced a new kind of freedom that comes through the forgiveness of sin. We're told in Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 2, these words, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Here Paul was letting us know that because we now belong to God, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed us from the power of sin that leads to death. You see, once saved, our past sins are forgiven. They've been washed away. And as we develop in the faith and allow God's Holy Spirit to work in our hearts, we can continue on to remain free from sin. We have power over sin in our lives. More gifts are poured out to us. More things are given to us to help us in this walk. Oh, how many know what I'm talking about? The longer you serve him, the sweeter it grows. The longer you serve him, the more you grow in God's grace and in the knowledge what God has in his word. Turn with me to 1 Peter, the 1st chapter, verse 8. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, I want you to stay with me. I know we don't have as many here, but oh, we're here and God is here with us. Look at what it says there in 1 Peter, the 8th chapter. It speaks of the joy we have now that we are saved. Peter says these words. He said, "Whom having not seen, ye love." You see, saints of God, although we have not seen him, we love him. Peter went on to say, "In whom though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." Have you found that joy? Is that joy in Jesus Christ unspeakable and full of glory? Oh, saints of God, this is letting us know that although we do not see him now, you and I believe in him because we walk by faith and not by sight. Praise our God. We are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. Saints of God, now that we are saved by this relationship we have with God, the Father, Christ Jesus, the Son of Almighty God, and the Holy Spirit of God, and everything they've given us, everything they've done for us is beyond description. We cannot even describe it. We cannot even say there's some things. Sometimes our tongues are even tied by the things that God has done for us, how God has poured out his blessings upon us. How many know what I'm talking about? There are times, saints of God, when you think you don't have something. There are times when you don't think that something is going to come through for you, and God will open up a door. God will make a way. Ain't that a way that no one else can make? How many have been there when you looked up and all of a sudden you may say, "My funds are running low this month. I only have a few more dollars to get by." Then all of a sudden something comes in the mail, or a saint walks by and hands you a check or gives you a little something, and they'll say, "Well, the Lord showed me to give this to you." How many have been there, saints of God? And you can just say, "Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me." Praise God's holy name. That's what he's done now that you and I have come to him. Oh, there's an old hymn though. And Sister Carol used to sing that said, "Oh, I can't tell it all." How many know what this hymnal is talking about? "I can't tell it all of the wonderful love. How when lost in my sins, Jesus found me with a heart full of love. How he came from above. He threw his strong arms of mercy around me." Oh, can you relate to those words? "Oh, I can't tell it all. How he freely forgave. How the blood flowed with wonderful healing over my lost guilty soul, how it cleansed and made me whole. While lo, at the cross I was kneeling, oh, I can't tell it all, what a friend he has been, how he bore all my sorrows and sadness, how he saves me today, bids the mist clear away, how he turns all my mourning to gladness. Oh, I can't tell it all, but his love you may know, you may have him, you may have him, this wonderful Savior, you may taste of his bliss, you may say I am his, and he is my portion forever. Have you settled it? Live or die, I am the Lord. It goes on to say, oh, I can't tell it all, but so long as I breathe, I will publish a wonderful story. When my life work is done and a crown has been won, I will praise him forever in glory. Oh, I can't tell it all. No, I can't tell it all, for my heart is so full of his glory. And wherever I may roam, 'tis my joy to make known unto others the wonderful story. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Is that how you feel today? That you can't tell it all. You can't tell all that what Jesus has done for us. You can't tell everything that he's done because he's done so much. You can't even count all your blessings, but you know that you have been blessed. Why? Because he daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Someone might look around and they might say, well, Sister Renee, I don't see any blessings today from the Lord. Well, you woke up this morning, that's one.
Right.
Praise our God. If you got on 270 or 70, that's another. You're here in the house of God. If you went downstairs in your home or walked around in your home and went into your kitchen and you were able to get yourself a meal, that's another blessing. Amen. Because there's some on the street that have no food. There are some that do not have a home or a bed to lie upon, but you woke up this morning off of a bed. Amen. Praise our God. Oh, you can tell what he's done for you. Praise our God. But God has done so much, but we can't tell it all. But we can surely let the world know when it comes to our mind exactly what God has done for us. That's his great plan of salvation, saints. Oh, praise our God. You see, this is what our brothers were speaking about this past week at Bible study. You see, with a new heart, you and I find joy in serving the Lord. Even when we are experiencing issues of life, Brother Levester kept bringing that out. Oh, when we have issues of life, and we all have them, saints, we find total joy in serving God because we learn how to submit ourselves to God and resist the devil. Praise our God. Oh, praise our God. Back in 1 Peter 1, look at verse 9. Peter says, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. You see, our salvation must endure to the end. And Jesus said, when we do, the same shall be saved. We're also told in Philippians, the 4th chapter, it speaks of peace. In verse 7 of that scripture, we're coming back to 1 Peter. We're going to use that as our basis. He says there in verse 7 of Philippians 4, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding.
Yes.
Have you found that peace? If you found it, stop worrying. Praise God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Oh, our God is able to keep us. Have you found that to be so? Oh, thanks to God, this is God's promise to us, that he will place our worries with his peace when we come before him, trusting him humbly and in prayer. The word keep in this verse means to build a fort around us, to post a guard. God posts a guard over our hearts. God has promised to post a guard around our heart, around our mind of the children of God. Oh, that the enemy cannot come in and penetrate it. Instead of us worrying ourselves sick about things we can't change, let us learn how to lean on the Lord. Praise our God. Lean on him in prayer. Build a wall of prayer. Build a wall of meditation. Build a wall of fellowship with the people of God in the house of God. You see, when you stay away, and Sister prayed about this, when you stay away from the house of God,
when you don't come around and you don't fellowship with your brothers and sisters, how can you be sharpened in the Lord? How can you hear the testimonies that go forth? Not everything that can be done on Sunday morning. There's some things throughout the week, even on Wednesday night. And those of us who are able to be out on Tuesday prayer meeting, all the saints of God, when they're praying and the various things that God is bringing to them, when you're fellowshipping with the brothers and sisters of Christ, you're getting stronger in the Lord. How many have found themselves getting stronger? I know last week when I was here, oh, I can feel the strength. I could feel that the Lord was reviving me, that the Lord was giving me more strength and more fuel to run on for the Lord. God shared so much with us through our brethren. He gave so much to them that it just seemed like the week went so fast. It seemed like we started out on Monday and time was going so fast. Time got so good. It got so good that Brother Marie, he didn't even give himself or us a break. He plowed right on through, and we thank God for that's all right. He taught the word of God, and Brother Levester taught the word of God, and I thank God for saints of God, because it strengthened me. It strengthened my resolve to run on for the Lord. It strengthened my resolve that when I come in and I see empty people, I don't worry. I put it in God's hands. It strengthened me when I heard about someone across the street who we have prayed for, who we have talked to about the salvation of the Lord, who we have come, he has come into this house of God. Oh, it disturbed me so in my spirit. I reached out to Sister Blake. I said, I am so disturbed. I wanted to make sure, thanks to God, that I had done everything that God had said for me to do to win this soul. It meant so much to me when I came around that corner on Wednesday and I saw all those police cars sitting out there. I didn't know what to think. I thought at first it was the house of God and something that happened here. And oh, when I looked over, I said, my God in heaven. And then when I went over and spoke to his sister, oh, my heart was heavy, saints of God, because it didn't have to end that way. It could have ended with him praising God. If he had to go on that day, then he could have went into eternity knowing Almighty God, no, the enemy, oh, got busy. And then turned around and allowed his sister to say, well, now he's there with the other one that died the same way he died in the same home, OD and on drugs. Now they're together. Lifting up their eyes in hell. Sad ending. When it didn't have to be. That sister preached on yesterday. Why can't they see and believe that Jesus is the Savior and that a life of sin is death? The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. What should a proper man gain the whole world and lose his own soul? My, my, my. That burdened me so down that I tossed and turned all night long. I checked myself. I said, Lord, am I doing all you've asked me to do when you called me to preach? I know some may want to come in and they want to hear smooth things. They may want to hear all the prosperity and the blessings and all these things, but this is what God gives me to preach. He gives me to preach messages to prepare people to make sure we are ready to meet our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. None of us know when we're going to leave this earth. But if you're under the sound of my voice, you've heard enough word from God through me to be able to ask God to forgive you of your sins if you don't know him. Oh, saints of God, let us continue to be concerned about these souls. Many are out of the ark of safety. Many don't know Jesus. And many are within our purview that we can help them or say something to them about God. Don't be ashamed to say to someone, do you know my Jesus? Help us even with our loved ones, our family members. When we don't see them, let us get on the phone
and that they want to text and send us all other kind of stuff and emojis and all this kind of stuff and various things. Let us use this phone to get on there and say, I didn't see you in the house of God today. Is there something wrong? Is there something we can do to help you to come on your way to Christ Jesus? When you saw me up here on my phone, don't think I was up here just texting for fun. No, I was texting for those souls that I don't see this morning in the house of God that ought to be here to hear the word of God. God has given that to me to reach out to lost souls, trying to win them over to Almighty God and to turn those around that seem like they're drifting away from God. Because this world and all the cares of this world are taking them away from God. Saints of God, we've got to rescue them. We got to get it. And if they don't want them, we have to shake off the dust of our feet as a testimony against them. That's what the word tells us. But let us do all that God wants us to do. Praise our God. Turn with me to Colossians 1. Can I say enough about the good things about the Bible study week we had last week and the message we had on yesterday? You know, it truly was, as Sister India said, a revival week. During last week's lessons, we were able to renew our faith in God. We restored, if it was missing, a joy of fellowshipping with our brethren in the Lord, not only from this congregation, but from our brethren in Zanesville. Our sister down in Xenia, Ohio was on. We reinforced our love and commitment to the things of Almighty God. Truly blessed to hear the word of God come forth with Spirit's power. Let us look at verse 22. After reading this scripture last week, the Spirit of the Lord began to deal with me to add to this series that we're in right now. Look at what it says in verse 22. It said, in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Oh, that's what Christ's death did. Then he went on to say, if ye continue, oh, listen to these words. If ye continue in the faith, he said, grounded and settled. See, this is why salvation just doesn't stop after you get saved. You got to continue in the faith. You got to be grounded and settled and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. You can't allow the cares of this world to move you away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Praise our God. You see, what Paul tells us in this passage of scripture is important for us to know. Letting us know that everything we need for salvation is ours in Christ Jesus. His salvation purchased us from the bondage of sin. His salvation set us free to live a holy life to glory, to God's glory. We were all trapped in the deadness. We were all trapped in darkness and depravity, and we're doomed because of our sins. But thank God, he had a rescue plan. His name is Jesus Christ. He paid the redemption price in his blood. According to 1 Peter, turn with me there and look at what it says there. In verse 18 of 1 Peter 1, praise our God. It said, for as much as ye know, oh my, thank God for his word, for as much as you know, ye know that ye were not redeemed. Oh, we weren't redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. Oh, but look what you and I were redeemed by. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Praise our God. That's why, saints of God, we've got to live so. We can't have any blemishes or spots in our lives. We've got to run on for Jesus Christ. We got to live a life free of sin. Sister preached about this on yesterday. Then it went on to say, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Oh, this was all done for you and I. Praise our God. Jesus' precious blood and death on the cross delivered us from the cruel bondage of our old master and brought us into his kingdom to live there as saints and sons of Almighty God. Now we are his because he has redeemed us. 1 Corinthians 6 tells us this. Oh, this is why we have to share with the saints of God, our new converts, and let them know, even old ones, we still need to know these things, saints. Not just on the new, but you and I need to know it too. Because we're living in a time right now, it seems like people who are older, people who should be, have gray hair, ought to have a better sense of things and understand things, but they're living just as foolish as the young people are. We're seeing it all around us. We're seeing men, now they get into a certain age of life, and I'm not picking on the men. This is what the Holy Spirit is showing. Some of them now, they've gotten up in life and getting on a different age, 60 and 70 years old. Now they're going out, and they're walking around, and many of them walking with earrings in their ear. Never wore them years ago when they were younger. Now all of a sudden, they're walking around with all these things, trying to act young. But your body will let you know you're not young.
Amen.
Pray, let us grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord. He went on to say there in verse 19 of 1 Corinthians 6 these words, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Praise our God. Thank God that we were owned by God now that we are saved. For ye are bought, what? With a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. That's why we just don't wear anything.
Amen.
We just don't put on anything on these bodies. We just don't do anything with this temple of God. Why? Because we're bought with a price. And we're to glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are God. Now that we say we're a child of God, this body belongs to Almighty God.
Amen.
This spirit belongs to Almighty God. Oh, our lesson this morning in Sunday school was under new sovereignty. We're not still under that old sovereignty of the devil. We're under new. We're under God Almighty. So we ought to glorify God in our bodies. Praise our God. Praise God for all that God has done for us and all God has taught us. I thank God for the older saints. I thank God for the ones he still has, Sister Carol and Sister Holmes, our mothers in Zion, and some of the older brothers. They were here, Brother Mann and them, teaching us. I'll never forget every time Brother Mann had a birthday, he would get up and he would instruct the young people, letting them know that he too used to sit where they were sitting. And some of us that were teaching them, we sat where they were sitting. See how time, life comes at you fast. Look at some of us. We were young like they were. And now look at where we are right now with our gray hair. Oh, praise our God. But we have to glorify God and thank God that we were taught the word of God.
Amen.
Oh, I thank God that Pastor Wilbur and them taught the word of God. I thank God that they lived it also. Not only taught it, but they lived it in front of us, before us, so that we would know how to live before we die. Amen. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, now that we're saved, we ought to praise him for the redemption we enjoy in Jesus Christ. We're told in the 107th division of Psalms, verse 2, let the redeemer of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Have you been redeemed from the hand of the enemy? Then let the redeemed say so. Praise our God. Praise our God. Let someone know how what Jesus has done for you. Testify to his goodness. Let others know that he can do the same for them too. You see, the world wants to push their agenda upon us. Let us push the things of God upon them and tell them about the goodness of Almighty God. Let others know that he can save them. All they need to know is saints of God. You may say, Sister Renee, it's all around. They ought to know that. They seem to know. Sometimes you got to speak out something. Sometimes you got to say to them, even our loved ones, you just got to let them know, you know, I serve God. You know, on Sundays, I'm at church. You know, on Sundays, I'm in the house of the Lord. I would like for you to come with me. Are you thinking about your soul? Where is your soul? If God would call you home today, you know, and people, you'll hear people say, well, I'm young. I got life ahead of me. They're burying young just as well as they're burying old.
Right.
I've seen them in the obituary. They've got a lot of young people right now in the obituary. They're dying. Many of them out here stealing these keys and running all up and down the street 100 miles per hour in cars and wrapping themselves around trees and cars and various things. And they're dying at an early age, 14 and 15 years old. So death is not just to old people, not in our day and time. Praise our God. God can save them. You see, this is what God's great plan of salvation is all about. Many Christians believe that this life in Christ is just about being saved. But when we go a little deeper, we discover that being saved means that we are saved not only from something, our sins, which were our sins, but we are also saved for something. We're saved to spread the good news about Jesus Christ. We're saved so that we can carry out the purpose for which God has for us on this earth. We're saved to share the good news about Jesus Christ, the news of God's grace, and to be God's hands and feet upon this world, in this earth right now, and where we are living. We're showing God's love through our actions. When people see us coming and going out of the house of God, when they see us out in the marketplace, are they seeing Jesus in you and I? Praise our God. You see, as we become more like Christ Jesus, God can work through us. God can work through us to share Christ's love and grace to this dying world. Yes, salvation is the free gift that God offers to us. Our lives now that we are saved are lived in a manner that ought to be pleasing God each and every night, not just on Sunday morning, not just on Wednesday night, but every day of the week, 24 hours a day. Our neighbors, they ought to know who we serve. Praise our God. You think about it, saints of God. We're out there in our neighborhoods. And during this time of year, many of us are out there working in the yard and working in the garden, and people are going by. We're cutting grass and doing various things, and there's nothing wrong with that because we're manicuring the yards and thanking God for all that he's given us. And then people will come by. You'll have someone coming by, and they'll stop. And then they want to talk to you about politics and all the things are going. Why not us just strike up a conversation about Jesus? Just like they strike up a conversation about what's happening in our government. Are they going to allow the debt ceiling or allow these things to happen if they don't approve the debt ceiling and people not get their money? Let us strike up a conversation about Jesus. Let us ask them, do you know Jesus? Do you know my Savior? Are you saved? Because he's coming back. You see, nothing's coming back normal. The only thing's coming back is Jesus Christ. Amen. Everybody walking around, well, we want normal life. We want some more normalcy back in our lives. And now Sister was sharing with us earlier how they're saying there's more people traveling right now, more people traveling within the last, that have traveled in the last 5 years, because we know 2 and 2.5 of that or 3 years of that was because of COVID. And now people are getting on the road. They're out there traveling and going. They were saying the airports are full. Pray for Brother DeAndre. They were saying out there the airports are full and people are going and taking their flights and we'll be coming back. And think about all that. But no one ever said anything about Jesus is coming. People are talking about, I'm trying to get away. It's time for me to get a vacation. What about your soul?
Amen.
People have gone on vacation and died. What about your soul? See, that's God's great plan of salvation. His plan of salvation provides for reconciliation. Not only has Christ redeemed us to God, but he has also reconciled us to God. Before we came to Jesus, we were alienated from God. Oh, we were separated from him. We were cut off. Our former condition is described in Ephesians, the 2nd chapter 1-3. And then also in verse 13, turn with me up to that scripture. Praise our God. Look at what it says there. And we remember our former condition.
Yeah.
Not that we glowed in it because, oh, nothing we were doing, saints of God. But look at what he said. And you has he quickened who were dead and trespasses. And that was our former condition. He said, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. That's where we were when we were out there in the world. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. See, there's nothing obedient in what they're doing out there. among whom also we all had our conversation in times past. Ooh, we were out there, saints of God. Some may have cursed and swear, some may not, but we were out there in the world. He said, in times past, in the lust of our flesh, oh, we were doing what we could do, what we were big enough to do. Then he went on to stay there. He said, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the what? The desires of the flesh. Some may have spoke, some may have drink, some may have been out there and doing fornication and various things. That's fulfilling the lust or the desires of the flesh. He said, and of the mind. See, this is why a mind change has to happen. This is why we have to be renewed in our mind, because our minds were set on the things of the world. Our minds were set on the things of the devil. They weren't set on the things of Almighty God. He said, and we're by nature the children of wrath. Oh, many of us had anger issues, and many of us needed some anger management. Oh, we couldn't stand something to happen, and we were jumping out at somebody. He said, we're by the nature the children of wrath, even as others. Then jump down to verse 13. But now, in Christ Jesus, praise God. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Praise God, saints. But now that we're in Christ Jesus, those of us who were in those conditions back in verses 1 through 3, we were sometimes, we're far off, but now we are made nigh. We are near to God by the blood of Christ Jesus. Then he goes on to say, for he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Praise God. Meaning we don't have to go into a priest. We now have been made kings and priests and can go in and pray to Almighty God and ask for forgiveness of our sins. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. Praise our God. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity, meaning the ill will thereby. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God. See, we were enemies of the cross. Our fallen natures were hateful toward the things of God. We had no use for God. And we wanted nothing to do with Almighty God when we were out there in sin. As it is right now in the world, many don't want to have nothing to do with Almighty God until something catastrophic happens. And then the first thing they want to do, you see signs, we need you to pray. We need you to pray. And what are we to pray? Are we to pray that God continues to allow you to revel on in sin? Or do you want us to pray that the power of God will come down upon you and save your soul? Amen. Praise Amen. Our God. Oh, it's a shame. It shames me to even think about what condition I was in prior to knowing Christ Jesus. Oh, I'm not proud of my old sinful life and the life that I used to live. Oh, I'm not proud of sinning against my heavenly Father. But when Jesus came, he reconciled us to God. Praise his name. He exchanged our old nature for his perfect nature. He exchanged our old lost condition for his perfectly righteous condition. He exchanged our separation for his closeness in us. Oh, in him, we who were afar off have now been brought near to God. Praise our God. Are you there, saints? Amen. Praise God. We who were hateful toward God, now we love God. Oh, we love him with all of our heart, mind, and soul. Peace had been declared between us and God. He changed us. He changed our circumstances. Has he changed your circumstances? He made us to be peace set with him through the blood of the cross. Oh, what a powerful, great plan of salvation God has. This is what we've got to tell the world. This is what we've got to share with loved ones. The power of God's great plan of salvation is complete. And our God is able. He's able to present us before himself, holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in his sight. Oh, my, 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 my. Brother Maurice read in Isaiah 1, verse 18, where it told, he said, come now and let us reason together. Hang in there with me, saints. Yes. Praise our God.
Amen.
He said, let us reason together, saith the Lord. He said, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Think about that, saints. Mm-hmm. We were out there in sin. But look at what our Lord has promised us. Though they be scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. My, my, my. Oh, red like crimson, which is a deep or dye red, right? He said, they shall be as wool. And as brother said, wool is white. He said, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Are you eating now the good of the land? Now that you're serving, and now that you're serving God. Oh, that's God's great plan of salvation. It can wash as white as snow. And now that we're saved, we are no longer blamed for our past sins. They are under the blood. Oh, you can talk about that power. Praise God. Oh, praise our God. You see, the blood of Jesus is so powerful that he can take the vilest of sinners and wash them so clean that in the sight of Almighty God, they are viewed as sacred. Thank God for that. When he saves a soul, he does it completely. Turn with me to Romans, the 8th chapter, and look at what it says in verse 33. It says there in that scripture, it said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God? Who shall lay anything, excuse me, to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Praise our God. Now that we've been restored to God, reconciled through him, through the blood of Jesus Christ, through salvation, no one can lay charge to us, saints. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. They may say, well, you used to. Oh, but I used to do that. But now I'm a child of the King. I'm a son and daughter of Jesus Christ. I'm now built on a firm foundation, and I'm steadfast in my walk with Almighty God. Oh, I can't be turned away. Brother Jackson said these words. I was thanking God when I heard brother was saying that I cannot be turned away. I won't allow anything. If you go on and read down in that scripture, let's go on to verse 34 in Romans 8. He said, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that he is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Then he went on, look at the question that he asked us. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Oh, shall tribulation, if you're going through something, are you going to allow this to separate you from God? If things don't look right on your job, or if you don't have as much money in your bank account, or you may not be able to do some things you want, shall that separate you from the love of Christ? He said, shall distress separate you? Shall persecution separate you? Shall famine? You know, saints of God, we might be persecuted for loving Jesus. We might be cursed, persecuted by our neighbors from living for Almighty God. He went on to say, or famine. You may not have as much food in the cabinet as you think you ought to have, but that shouldn't separate you from God. He said, or nakedness, or peril. Oh, brother, went through all the perils of Paul during this past week. Paul was in so many dangers. There were so many dangerous things that happened in Paul's life. Will we allow those perils, if they come in our lives, to separate us from God? He said, or sword. He went on to say there, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. Saints of God, the enemy is not going to like us. We're going to have to suffer some things from Jesus Christ just for the mere fact that we are children of God. He said, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. He said, nay, all these things, we are more than conqueror. Are you more than a conqueror for Jesus Christ through him that loved us? For I am persuaded, this is Paul's speaking. That, he went on to say, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to do what? Separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Praise God. Thanks, we got to get there. We got to get there. We got to have an unshakable commitment to Almighty God. We got to stand for the things of God. We have to have a resolve following Jesus Christ. And we've got to do it, saints of God, before our loved ones, so that they can see that God saved us, that God is able. Not only did he save us, but he's able to keep us even in a world in which we live right now. Look at all the turmoil that is going on. Look at all the things, Brother Marie says, shenanigans that are happening each and every day in our world. But saints of God, let us keep our eyes on Jesus. Let us focus on the things of Almighty God. Let us maintain our walk with God through our prayer life, through our meditation, through our fellowship with our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Let us not allow the devil to keep us away from the house of God. Let him not allow us to make excuses for not being in the house. Well, Sister Renee, we've been here since last Sunday. That's all right. Well, you've been on your job since last Monday. You work from Monday to Friday, and some people worked even some overtime to get some extra change in their pocket. You didn't complain about that. Amen. Praise our God. I say to the lost this afternoon, and maybe listening in, if you felt the tug of God on your heart during this message series has gone on for a few weeks, you can have the assurance of salvation. You can surrender your life to Almighty God. You see, the call to salvation begins with God. Our God initiates it by drawing us to come to him. God makes salvation simple. His plan of salvation is not based on some complicated formula. You don't have to do no formula to come to God, but it's based firmly on the atoning death of Jesus Christ. It's based on receiving salvation through Christ Jesus. It has nothing to do with works. It has nothing to do with goodness, but it has to do with belief in the Son of Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 3:15, he said that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Eternal life in heaven comes through God's gift of grace. We receive it through faith in Jesus and not as a result of anything that you and I have done. Romans 10:9 says these words, and we're coming to a close, saints of God. Look at what he says. Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Praise God. Don't wait to come to God. If the Holy Spirit of God is wooing you, now is the accepted time. A sister spoke on yesterday. God is limiting the time. God is being patient with those who the gospel message is being preached to, but are not receiving it by faith in him. Unbelief will send you to hell. You see, to live without God is to live without hope. Hope for his presence with us right now, and hope for eternity. On last Lord's Day, we left off in saying, don't allow the devil to dupe us into thinking that we... that God's word is up to some private interpretation. And I share with you, Sister Blake said to us down in Sunday school, we're not the editors of God's word, but we have to receive God's word as it is. We're told in 119 division of Psalms, verse 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. And Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 18, he said, for verily I say unto you, my, till heaven and earth pass away, he let us know that one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass. He's letting us know nothing's going to pass from Almighty God. He said, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled.
Amen.
See, the Bible is the final word of God.
Yes.
John described it in John, the first chapter. He said these words as we bring this to a close. He said in John 1:1, he said, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus came to show us what God was really like. When we look into the perfect law of liberty, we know that he died for the whole world. He did all that was necessary to restore us to Almighty God as sons and daughters. And if we want to ascend to heaven after this life is over with, we're going to have to follow God's great plan of salvation. We're going to have to live according to God's eternal word. We're going to have to cherish this word. We're going to have to study God's word. We're going to have to obey God's word. We're going to have to fully trust in what God has said in his word. And if we believe the Bible is truly the word of God, then we'll believe that it is the final authority for all matters of our faith, all matters of our grace, all matters of the mercy that God has shown to you and I. Yes, God's word is alive. It's not dead. We're told it is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. We're also told in another scripture in the word of God in 2 Timothy, we told these words. He says there that from a child, Paul talked to Timothy. He said, from a child that has known the Holy Scriptures, he said, which are able to make thee wise. My. Saints of God, we've got to know these scriptures too, because we want to be wise in the things of Almighty God through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. He said, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. He said that the man of God may be what? Perfect. We got to be complete, thoroughly furnished unto God, unto all good works. God has inspired us by his word. And his word is useful to teach you and I of his great plan of salvation, to teach us about what truth is all about, and to recognize the wrongs in this world in which we are seeing. Yes, God's word will correct the saints of God. And when we are wrong, it will teach us to do what is right. But God's word also equips us to be able to go out into an evil world in which we live right now. Let us take God's plan of salvation to the lost. Let us tell somebody about Jesus. Let us be proud to exclaim that we are a child of God. To let somebody know that I once was a sinner, I was lost in my sins, but Jesus, when he opened up, he invited me to come, asked me to invite him to come into my life. And when I allowed him to come in and I opened up that door and said, Jesus, I want you to take over my life. And now you're living for God. You're not ashamed of the gospel. You're not ashamed to tell somebody about who Jesus Christ is in your life. Oh, I thank God for this message series. And I trust there's something that's been said to help someone to know about God, but to help those of us who are saved to continue to strive on. So we'll make sure that we enter in at that straight gate. God bless you is my prayer. Amen. Thank God. Thank God.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank the Lord for the word of God. Pastor said, our desires to see someone else saved. We want to make it, and we want to be diligent about our walk with the Lord. We want to walk in the light of God's word. We want others to get this great salvation also. Amen. Thank God. As Pastor Jenkins was in that 10th chapter of Romans, and my eyes went up to the first part of that chapter, and it goes along just right along with what you were just saying. Verse 1 in that 10th chapter of Romans, brethren, this was the Apostle Paul saying, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Our prayer, our heart's desire is that others would come to know this great salvation that God has provided for us.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul went on to say, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge.
My.
For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. And it took my mind back to during the study on last week of what Brother Maurice brought about all the things that people believe. They took the survey of people who called themselves Christians and all the various different winds of doctrine and things that they believed. They believed that some percentage believed they were going to be reincarnated. Others didn't know what was going to happen after death, and yet they called themselves Christians. And some believed that there was no life after death, and yet they called themselves Christians. So many things, false things, and because they called themselves Christians, this scripture describes them, they being ignorant of God's righteousness, because if they had not been ignorant of God's righteousness, if they had been knowledgeable about God's righteousness, they would not have believed in all these various things that were listed there.
Amen.
And going about to establish their own righteousness. So because they believed in these various things that were on the list, they thought they were righteous and called themselves and gave themselves the title of Christian. But they had not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. They were ignorant of God's righteousness. And brother was talking about having a knowledge of God, having a knowledge of the truth. But our heart's desire is that they come to know about God's great plan of salvation. Amen. So that they could truly have God's righteousness in them. Verse 4 says, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. We have to believe. Have to believe. Verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And at verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe where? In thine heart. Must believe in their heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's how we have access to God's great plan of salvation. We thank God for all the knowledge that we have received in this six-part series of God's great plan of salvation. So there's no need for us to be ignorant about what God's word says for how to be saved. Amen. You know, there's no reason for us to be ignorant of God's righteousness. It's been spelled out for us. Amen. By someone who was sent to preach it. Amen. To preach the gospel and of peace and bring glad tidings of good things for us. And so we thank God for his precious word this day. Amen. Amen. Shall we stand? What shall we sing? Number 455 in the worship of the Lord. Shall we stand? Number 455. Close to thee.
Amen.
Amen.
More than bread for life to be, all along my pilgrim journey.
God, not for ease or worldly pleasure, nor for fame my prayer shall lead. Gladly will I toil and suffer.
Belong to the Lord. That's just the way it has to be settled. We want to be close to the Lord. The Lord didn't promise us a flowery bed of ease. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, in the world ye shall have tribulation. But he said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That second verse says, not for ease or worldly pleasure, nor for fame, my prayer shall be. We may have to labor on in obscurity. There may be others, we may labor on for the Lord. There may be others who get the credit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's all right.
Amen.
It says, gladly will I toil and suffer. Lord, only let me walk with thee.
Amen.
Amen. Because we know that if we're walking to the Lord, walking with the Lord,
amen,
the path leads home to heaven.
Amen.
Praise our
amen.
God. Amen. Thank the Lord. And this is a pilgrim journey. It said, thou my everlasting portion, more than friend or life to me. All along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee. We are strangers and pilgrims in this world. This world is not our home. We're just passing through.
Amen.
Amen. But as we pass through, we want to walk with Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We don't want the things that the world offers will pass away. But the Lord's word will not pass away. So let us walk in the truth of his word. Amen. So, Lord, only let me walk with thee. This is a song we sing. Let me see Jesus only. Only he can satisfy.
Amen.
Amen. And so we turn from all the world and its follies when we forsake the sin, when we forsake sin and self in
amen.
This world.
Amen.
That's what the great plan, God's great plan of salvation requires of us.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. So when we draw nigh to God, we say we'll draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to us.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Maurice broke down the second part of that scripture in James 4:8, which is the scripture that's given under the title. It says, wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. And that's the only way that we can draw close to the Lord. So this, as Pastor Jenkins said, when we get saved, that's not the end of it. That's the beginning of it.
Amen.
Amen. That's the beginning of our walk.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Truly, I want to walk. I want to walk with the Lord.
Amen.
I want to walk closer and closer and closer and closer
amen.
To the Lord. Amen. Praise our God. We'll sing that third verse.
Through the veil of shadows, bear me o'er life's fitful sea. Then the gate of life eternal, may I enter, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is there anyone who has a special need? Praise our God.
Remember me.
Amen. 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 Me too. Praise our God. Amen. We'll look to the Lord, thanking him for the word and all the upraised hands. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for every bit. We thank you, Lord, for every part. We thank you, dear God, that, Lord, we were found worthy, dear God, to receive your word. For, Lord, we realize, Lord, that it is a privilege to hear the truth, dear God, to have your spirit speak to our hearts and minds and teach us, Lord, what you would have for us to do in this life, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what our hearts have heard this morning, dear Father. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, to walk worthy of this calling. We thank you, dear God, that you called us, Lord, out of a miserable life of sin, dear God. And, Lord, you have directed us and allowed us, Lord, to walk in thee, dear Father. Lord, ever growing closer and closer to thee, dear God. And, Lord, we don't ever, Lord, want to reach a place where we think, well, we've made it. We don't ever want to reach the place, dear God, where we think, dear Father, that we're done, we're finished, dear Father. Lord, we don't ever, dear Father, want to presume, dear God, Lord, that we have already arrived, dear God, in at heaven's gate, dear Father. Lord, because we know, dear God, that we have a race that we must run. We have a course that we must finish. Lord, we have to do, Lord, all that you have called for us to do in this life, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to measure to your word, Lord, every part of it, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for your messenger. We thank you, Lord, for your touch upon her, Lord, as she preached the word to us, dear Father. And, Lord, we thank you, dear Father, Lord, that you poured it out, dear God, precept upon precept, line upon line, week by week, Lord, that we might get all, dear Father, that you intend for us to have, dear God. Lord, you know, dear Father, what we need to know, and you know, dear God, what we need to have in order to walk uprightly. You know, Lord, what we need, Lord, that we might share a portion of your word with someone else, Lord, that we might come in contact with. Lord, you know, dear God, what we need in order to be lights in this dark world. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word, and we thank you, Lord, for your messenger this day. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would remember, Lord, each upraised hand, dear Father, for truly, Lord, we want to do all, dear Father, Lord, to please you, Lord, that we might be prepared when done with this life. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear Father, Lord, to be your children indeed, to be your people indeed, dear God. For, Lord, this great plan of salvation, dear God, we don't want it to be in vain in our case, dear Father. For, Lord, we know, Lord, if we don't obey your word, dear Father, we know that Jesus did not die in vain, Lord, but if we don't accept it and receive it, Lord, in our individual case, it will be in vain, dear God. And truly, Lord, we do not want to miss out, Lord, on this great salvation that you have provided for us. Have your way, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, if there are those, Lord, who have not yet surrendered, dear God, to your will and to your way and to your word. Father, we pray, Lord, that your word which was preached today, Lord, would find them, would preach to them, would continue, dear God, even to trouble their spirit, dear God. Lord, that they not have peace in sin, Lord, but that they would turn and surrender to thee, dear God. Lord, that they would say, as the Philippian jailer even said, what must I do to be saved? Have your way, dear God, and truly, Lord, we'll give you the glory for it all. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
We have Sister Carol would like to be anointed.
Sister Carol has come to be anointed, and we're going to
Lord, that the situation, issues life, as Brother Jackson talked about, that Sister Jacob preached about, issues of life that come upon different ones, there are, even as we go through this life. And Lord, sometimes issues of life have to do with having a place to live, dear God. And so, Lord, we pray in the name of the well-being of Father, dear God. Give them, Lord, a secure place to live, dear God. Provide, dear God, in your mercy, dear Father, we pray, dear God. Lord, for the school child and his mother, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, of the Christ, dear God, and the book of Matthew, dear God. Those who believe, dear God, your handkerchiefs, we pray for them, dear God, that they took them back and lay them on the sick, and they recovered. And so, Father, we've anointed this child, dear God, so that we can go back with his mother, dear God. Lord, that you will work, Lord, through these prayers, Lord, that we are making, Lord, on their behalf. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you remember this mother, Lord, in her soul, dear Father. Lord, just be back of me in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that she will see Christ
for his word. Praise our God.
Amen.
I don't have a bulletin, so I cannot read the announcements to you. But we'll just. Amen. Amen. I had a bulletin from Sister Maria. Thank you, Sister Maria. Amen. The meditation was found in Proverbs 35. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Praise our God. Amen. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The November Turkey Giveaway Canister is always open to receive funds. Fourth, the Fourth Sunday Fellowship Dinner will follow morning service. All are encouraged and welcome to stay and enjoy today. Choir rehearsal next Sunday following morning service. And this will be the first Wednesday of the month. No, it's not. No, it is. That's right. This Wednesday is the 31st. So, no, not until next Wednesday, if it be the Lord's will. This Wednesday is the 31st. That's Jaslyn's birthday. Amen. So, but it doesn't hurt to start getting ready. Start getting your scriptures ready. Amen. Wednesday, Bible study, 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 and turn it back on at 6:30 before service. And please mute your phones. Please pray for Brother Byrene and all bringing scriptures. Happy birthday blessings this week, Jaslyn McElroy, May 31st. Doesn't seem like it's been 16 years, but it has been 16 years. I don't know. While she was growing and getting older, I don't know what the rest of us were doing, but thank the Lord we are still here to see her. Amen. Our thought for today, trusting God is like Peter walking on water. As soon as you stop trusting him, you start sinking. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank God for service this day, and it's good to be in the house of God.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Amen. Shall we stand? And again, the dinner is downstairs. We will dismiss. We'll also offer prayer for and thanking God for the food that has been provided. Realizing the Word of God says, in all things good, give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And we certainly want to thank God for what he has provided. But dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, once again, Lord. And Lord, we cannot say thank you enough times, dear Father, for your precious word, dear God. And Lord, for being able to come together and worship you in the beauty of holiness. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what we know that you're going to do, Lord, for those who have been anointed, dear Father. Lord, we're just, Lord, wait on you, dear God. Lord, we're going to see what the end will be, dear God. But we know, dear God, that there will be praise to your most holy name. So, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to bless us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be here, Lord. We pray, Lord, for those who that we didn't see, Lord, those who are not able to be here, Lord. You know what did hinder them, dear Father. And so, Lord, we're asking, Lord, for you to visit them, Lord, where they are, dear God. And whatever the hindrance was, dear God, we pray, Lord, that if it be your will, Lord, that it could be moved out of the way, Lord, so that they would be able, Lord, to come to the house of God, that we all may come together in your name. Lord, we thank you, dear Father, for the word, dear God, and how it was preached, dear God, and how our souls were fed, dear God, truly. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the food that has been prepared downstairs, the physical food, Lord, for, Lord, to feed our bodies, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us, Lord, nourish our bodies, dear Father. Lord, that by the strength that we receive, dear God, we may live and give you praise, dear God, and glory and honor. And, Lord, that we may labor for thee, dear God. Lord, that we may have the strength, dear God, to go on, dear God. Lord, that we might strive, Lord, for perfection in thee, Lord, in perfect obedience to your word and to your will. We thank you, Lord, for the hands that have prepared the food, dear God. We pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear God, bless them and us, dear God. And thank you again, Lord, for providing, Lord, the food to even be prepared. Nourish our bodies, dear Father, for Christ's sake, we pray. Lord, and even at the conclusion, Lord, of the meal, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would take us home safely, dear God. Help us, Lord, as Sister Carol sang, help us, Lord, to keep you on our minds, dear God, morning, noon, and night, dear God, that we may always do that which is pleasing and right in your sight. And we will give you all praise and all the glory shall be thine. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thanks to God. Before we get upstairs, I forgot to share that Brother Sammy's son,
Stephen,
he has a handyman business, and he wanted me to make an announcement that if you need any handyman services done, that, you know, he would love to get the business. Him and another guy are doing it together. So if you have any handyman services you would like, you know, done, Stephen Mann, that he can help. All right. What was it called? Made the announcement. That's all.
Yes. Lord bless you.
Okay.
And his plan.
Yeah. Come on. Come on.